USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a roughly 2 percentage point victory, Republican Glenn Youngkin will be the new governor of Virginia starting in January.
Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin,
he defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a race that was getting that national interest, especially after Youngkin had been behind for months. Tightening the race, though, with just weeks left, education and critical race theory becoming hot-button issues, and as Youngkin accepted victory last evening, he was talking business.
We're going to get this economy moving again, growing 400,000 new jobs. Virginia will be open for business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's still too close to call in New Jersey, with Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy leading in most polls, finds himself just over 1,000 votes behind Republican Jack Cittarelli after 98% of the votes being counted. We are USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions. We now have a second Cuban that has become the most valuable player of a World Series.
Interpreter Franco Garcia and Jorge, I think back to the history of the World Series. There's only been one other Cuban MVP. Levon Hernandez did it. What does that mean to you to be the second ever Cuban MVP?
Obviously, I'm very excited. Thanks to God for the opportunity to be on this team, and I'm extremely excited to be the second Cuban-born player to win this award.
Jorge, tell me about your at-bat. You had a couple foul balls against Garcia. Looks like you were seeing the ball well against him, and then you hit one out of the stadium. How did you do it?
I was just really focused during that bat. I feel like he had thrown me every pitch that he had in his arsenal, so I just kept fouling the pitches off, eventually got into that 3-2 count, and he hung the slider, and I was able to drive it.
Jorge, congratulations. The World Series MVP, Jorge Soler.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the fun.
Audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the state of Virginia turned red Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 2 percentage points and will become the next governor of the Commonwealth in January. Two immigrants to America and Virginians tell Fox News why they voted across party lines. A survivor of Mao's revolution in China, Xi Van Fleet.
To me, this race between Youngkin and McAuliffe is a race between American ideal and Marxist ideology. It's between freedom and totalitarianism. Youngkin win this campaign because he focused on parents and education.
Fairfax County parent Asra Namani.
Months and months ago, when we would first go before our school boards, I brought just one of the signs that, you know, has become a sort of symbol, parents for Youngkin. Until last night, I didn't want to tell anybody how I had voted, but I am an immigrant, Muslim, liberal Democrat, and I voted for Glenn Youngkin because Glenn Youngkin actually did something that so many politicians and policymakers have done, and that is honored parents. And right now, I know I'm getting messages from Oregon to Maine where parents are just so happy about this because they feel like they've finally been heard. And I want to just tell all of them mama bears and papa bears out there that you can do this in your school district. You can do this in your state. You can take it back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.